Hey there, this is Igor Olinsky from Unilight Me Project. You are wondering why are you not starting doing what you really want to do. That might be starting a podcast, doing a YouTube channel, maybe starting building your own project, maybe starting going to the gym or some other goals that you have set for yourself. Repeat it yourself countless times. Hey, I'm gonna do it this time. Maybe you went there for a week and hold there for 2 weeks. You pumped yourself up. You had a good state of being. You had motivation. Yeah, motivation. So you started, and then 2 weeks passed. Your motivation is down. You are not feeling that that much good internally, so you stop doing what you first set yourself to do. So why is that? Why does motivation doesn't really work long term? Well, simple terms, motivation tends to be rooted in our state of being and how we feel. Sometimes it's superb and we feel that we can, you know, climb the mountain and do anything that we want. So we take that energy and we use it. But the life is that we have ups and downs. You will feel depressed. You will feel sad at times. Sometimes for longer periods of your time, you will not find this motivational energy in you. The question is, does that mean you should not do anything? Well, in my opinion, and from the channelings that I've been a part of, self-discipline is the answer for that. You should learn self-discipline to do what you need to do when you need to do it. This is actual quote. And working with it is as simple as not allowing yourself to fall for victimization of how you feel or other external circumstances that you might be a part of right now. So the answer here is to follow internally your own choice. You do a high decision that I will pursue this direction that I feel is worth pursuing, whatever that is important for you. And you set yourself a plan for that, maybe doing that every a couple of days, maybe every second day, maybe every week, maybe every 2 weeks, whatever you feel is achievable. And you just do that. You, of course, might have a day of a delay, right? 1 day delay, 2 day delays, but do not remove the task from your list until you actually complete it. You might have a situation when you skip one. Okay, you skip one repetition. That's okay. Do not break the habit. Try the next time. Do your best. Do your best to use willpower and actually make it work. You will have excuses to not do it. There will be things going on in your life. There will be things that are, you will feel that are external, and sometimes they are valid. Sometimes things happen in our life that will take a lot of your time during the week time. So the answer here is to actually not give up long term. And okay, that week you actually didn't have time, didn't have like proper energy to do anything more. That's okay. Do not beat yourself up for that. That's okay, that's life. You don't need to be perfect machine. You don't need to be perfect with that repetition. Just long term, do your best to do the reps, to pursue the dream, to pursue the direction that you have chosen for yourself. This is the self-discipline. This is the balanced version of self-discipline. I know that there are people there who will tell that this is not it, that you need to, you know, sweat and tears no matter what, just put the work, no matter if you have time or not, does it really, is painful or not, just do the reps. Well, you can go that direction, but you don't actually need to. You can also pursue the direction in a more balanced way, which is also okay. Yeah, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to pursue the things that you want to do in a more balanced, relaxed way and still do them. Will it take a bit more time? Yeah, maybe it will. Will you not burn out that much because of not being so hard on yourself along the way? Yeah, most likely. Because when you are, you know, pushing yourself so very hard, the happiness might be just a bit more harder to achieve. And going with self-discipline, it's not always pleasurable. It will require some sacrifice. Like right now, I could watch some TV show, I could play some video game, do something else. But I've decided to record a video, because I have made a commitment to do that for a certain period of time with certain time frames. I do my best to give the value that I feel I have and I want to share with you guys. So this is the direction I encourage you to pursue as well. Whatever that you might feel internally is worth to express from you to the world, just pursue that. Might be, you know, sharing some music, maybe sharing some ideas, maybe actually sharing some thoughts like I do, maybe doing some vlog, maybe doing some websites for other people, learning coding, learning other stuff, like, you know, countless things that you can want to pursue. And it's worth doing that. Like, I can also tell you that for me, it works on different levels. For myself, I've definitely loved that I learned scuba diving last year, and it helped me a lot. But guys, it wasn't easy. It wasn't pleasurable. It actually required me to study, to go out, to do the trainings, to learn how it didn't go that super smooth as well. It took me a while. I'm still learning. But I got my certificates. I've done some like beautiful scuba dives that gave me access to experience like going to Egypt and seeing live turtles underwater, which is pretty amazing stuff. So there are rewards at the end or during the journey that you might set yourself upon, but that's just part of it. I actually enjoyed just learning that. I felt that's a good direction for me, and just, you know, going in our Polish waters where you do not see a lot, it's still pretty darn good for me. So I'm really glad that I took that direction. I put the self-discipline on that. I've learned and went with it. And now I need to put self-discipline to continue doing that, because it's so easy to just drop it, right? I had 1 year of solid diving experiences. So maybe now let's move on somewhere else. I might, if I didn't feel that this is a good direction for me, but I feel it is. So now I can either go with pleasurable choices and not do that, you know, follow with TV shows, playing games, doing all the comfortable stuff, or I can expand my skill set. I can go and still learn the scuba diving further. Will it be super comfortable to go that direction? No, but is it something that I feel I resonate with and I want to pursue? Definitely yes. So this is just sharing some thinking behind how self-discipline is important to pursue the things that we really enjoy and are a part of our alignment. It will just not happen automatically for you. Even if you feel something is good for you, you still need to put willpower and effort to create certain habits and use the self-discipline principle to create habits that are actually important for that piece of your life. So I will leave you with a thought that self-discipline might not provide you with immediate feedback, immediate feelings, immediate pleasurable state of being as pleasure activities do, which are a great part of life as well. But self-discipline will and willpower will allow you guys to actually feel satisfaction, grow internally, and actually live much more fulfilling lives, which is, I think, a super important. Part of the channeling quotes also told us that we have created a society that really addicts us and makes us think that really these pleasurable things are the really way to, you know, the only way to happiness. But that's not truth. That's only part of it. And the other part is actually pursuing our own goals, which are constructive for us and other people, and putting the work, putting the willpower and self-discipline to go there. So I'm going to leave you guys with that message. And talk to you on the next one. Cheers.